These are just sensational.
Oh, thank you, dear, but I think you should give the chicken some credit.
Oh, by the way, Mom.
Yes, dear?
A fellow ought to go to his mother with his problems. Now, wouldn't you say?
Of his problem, is it financial?
Oh, only 35 cents.
I'm sorry, Jeff. You'll have to learn to live within your allowance.
And while we're on the subject, Jeff, when are you going to pay me back that money you owe me?
Well, off to school.
Just a second, young man. Have you been borrowing money from your sister?
Blabbermouth.
Well, I like that, Jeff. All you had to do was keep your promise and pay me back.
Pay back what?
Well, we're having a math exam, and I think I better get
$6.70.
Oh, Jeff, what possible reason could you have for borrowing so much money?
A fellow's got expenses. A dime here, a quarter there. It all adds up.
Your weekly allowance is supposed to cover all your expenses.
But it never seems to do it. Maybe if I had a bigger allowance.
Oh, no, that's not. You'll have to think of another solution.
Well, how about giving me my allowance more often?
Jeff, let's get one thing straight. I don't like the idea of your borrowing money.
How long has this been going on?
He's owed me for months.
Oh, Jeff.
And if you have to borrow money, the least you could do is pay it back promptly.
I think so, too.
And you're as much to blame for letting him get away with it.
I think so,
too. Never mind, Jeff.
I did ask him for the money, Daddy, and he just promised and kept putting it off.
Well, let's see. I think you said $6.70.
It was something like that.
It was exactly that.
There you are. $6.70.
Thanks, Dad. That's a load off my mind.
Yeah, well, I'm afraid I've got another load for your mind.
Sir?
You now owe me $6.70, and you'd better figure out some way of paying it back. If there's anything I don't like, it's people who don't pay their debts. Good morning, darling. How about some coffee?
Hi, dear. How was school today?
It was all right. Mom, can't you talk to Dad about the money I owe him?
I certainly cannot. Your father and I both feel that borrowing money is a very bad habit for a young man to get into.
Gee, I don't get it. Do you know that the United States government has a debt of over $270 billion? Now, where would they be if they couldn't borrow?
Darling, you're not a government. Although, I'll admit you are expanding.
You know, the debt isn't legal. After all, I'm a minor.
Your father doesn't intend to haul you into court on this.
Well, I suppose I could sell something. My bicycle or my chemistry
set. Oh, you'll do nothing of the kind.
Well, gee, Mom, I've been figuring. If I pay Dad out of my allowance, it'll take me past Christmas. Then I won't be able to buy you a Christmas present.
Well, all right, I'll speak to Daddy and we'll see what can be done.
Well, thanks, Mom. I know I can depend on you.
Oh, Mrs. Axelrod, there's nothing to worry about. Oh, all right. I'll mail your prescription. Not at all. Goodbye.
Are you busy?
Well, as you can see, I'm swamped, but I'll squeeze you in.
Well, it's about Jeff.
Well, what's he gotten into?
Well, it's what he wants to get out of, the money he owes you. Couldn't you make it easier for him?
Well, of course I could, but what would that accomplish? I'm trying to impress Jeff with the importance of paying his debts.
But, Alex, don't you expect more of Jeff than you would anyone else?
You're trying to tell me I'm not being fair.
Well, I'm sure other people owe you money and you don't make an issue of it.
Darling, it's entirely different. Jeff's my son. Besides, there really isn't much that patients owe me. Well, I'll show you. Excuse me. There you are. Just a few.
Oh. A few?
I had no idea there were that many. They've really piled up.
I bet you haven't looked in this folder for over a year.
At least.
You know, I just don't understand it. Why is it a doctor is the first to be called and the last to be paid?
No. The Chinese have solved the whole thing by only paying the doctor when they're well.
Alex, what are you going to do about this?
Nothing. I'm a doctor, not a bill collector.
But you have to do something.
All right, all right. You collect them.
Well, I'm a doctor's wife, not a bill collector.
Just as I thought. You're all the fire for something to be done, but you want someone else to do it.
But somebody has to do it.
But who?
Well, if you won't, I will.
Mom, is it all taken care of?
Is what taken care of?
Well, you know the money I owe Dad. Is it all okay?
Jeff, you're going to have to learn the value of money, so you'd better start thinking about paying it back.
Oh, golly!
Mommy.
Hi, sweetheart.
Mother, I have something I want to ask you.
Now, wait, I want to ask you something first. Isn't Mr. McDonald the man who runs a gas station?
Mm-hmm. His daughter Anne is in my class.
Doesn't he have 7 children?
8.
But I thought...
Yesterday, another girl.
Oh, how nice.
Now, what was it you wanted to ask me, dear?
Oh, well, you know that $6.70 I got from Jeff?
Yes, dear.
Is it all right if I get a plaid skirt I saw down at the smart shop?
Plaid skirt?
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's beautiful. It has red and green checks, and, well, I've been admiring it for weeks. Is it all right?
Well, honey, I'm sure it's lovely on you, and it's your money. Why don't you go ahead and get it?
Oh, thank you, Mother. I've already ordered it. They have to get it in my size. Excuse me, I'm going to go tell Patty.
Is she out for the 4-minute mile?
I think it has something to do with a red and green plaid skirt.
Oh. Well, how's my beautiful bill collector doing?
Not very well. It seemed like such a lot, but then when I went through them, I could tell they were all people who will pay someday, but, well, they must be having some trouble now.
Could have told you that yesterday.
But here's a bill that ought to be paid. Our TV repairman.
Jesse Finsterwald? Yeah, his daughter had chicken pox last year. I made a couple of house calls.
He owed you $14 for 11 months and 6 days. And if we don't pay our TV repair bill by the 10th of the month, he sends out a second notice.
And this being the 10th of the month, here's the second notice from Mr. Finsterwald. Haven't you paid him?
I mailed him a check yesterday. He never forgets a second notice, but it's all right for him to owe $14 for 11 months.
Oh, it probably slipped his mind.
It's a pretty big slip. You know what I'm going to do? I think I'll call him up and have him come over and check our TV set.
But there's nothing wrong with it. We just had it fixed last month.
Well, it can always stand a little adjustment.
Now, darling, you're not going to ask him for money, are you?
Oh, no. I'll be very friendly. I promise. I won't even mention the bill. Hello, Mr. Finsterwald.
Afternoon, Mrs. Stone.
Thank you for coming so promptly.
Finsterwald service, ma'am. Always happy to be of good service to our customers.
And how's Mrs. Finsterwald?
Fine.
Huh? And how is the little Gretchen?
Oh, she's just wonderful. Sorry we can't give the doctor any more business, but Gretchen just refuses to get sick.
Well, aren't you forgetting the chicken pox?
Oh, that was ages ago.
Yes, 11 months and 7 days, to be exact.
See, that's right. Oh, there aren't many doctors' wives who take such an interest in their husband's patients.
Oh, really? By the way, did you get our check for this month's bill?
Yes, ma'am, that came right on time. You folks are pretty dependable.
Really?
Is there some show you want to catch this afternoon?
No, I'm too busy. I'm making out reminders to mail to some of my husband's delinquent bills.
Oh, you get them too, huh? Murder, isn't it?
Yes, it certainly is.
Well, I think I know what the trouble is.
Oh? Why don't you give us an estimate? You can write it on this sheet of paper.
Oh, it's only one item.
Oh? Well, that's wonderful.
And not so wonderful. You need a new picture tube. $42.
$42? But this was working just fine.
Wouldn't have lasted another week. They go just like that, you know. I'm surprised this one stood up as long as it did. Ow. I have to take it with me.
That's so funny.
Wouldn't it be great if the doc could work like this? Take out the insides and then take them home and work on them.
Good morning, darling.
Good morning, dear. Breakfast will be ready in a minute.
Thank you. Oh, Daddy, is there a letter there for me from the smart shop?
Well, let's see. A couple of circulars for new miracle drugs, an ad for a telephone answering service, the pediatric journal, And a letter from Jesse Finsterwald.
Oh, well, I guess he took the hint after all. Hope I didn't embarrass him too much.
I hope not, too.
Oh, no.
What is it?
Listen to this. Dear Dr. Stone, I'm very sorry I quoted you the wrong price on the picture tube. I checked the catalog, and it will cost you $51. Sincerely, Jesse Finsterwald.
And that's all he says?
No, no. Down at the bottom it says, all charges are due by the 10th of the month. I give up.
Well, I would say that the irresistible force had met the immovable object.
You mean Mother's an irresistible force?
Well, I find her irresistible. Say, where's Jeff?
Well, that's right. He's usually the last one out of bed and the first one down to breakfast. Jeff! Breakfast, Jeff!
You calling me, Mom?
Well, I thought you were still in bed.
Bed? I've been up for hours working.
Working? You mean you have a job?
Yeah, I've taken over Custom-U's paper out for a couple of weeks.
Well.
I know it's hard work, and I suppose getting up early and all, I'm missing some sleep that I should have. But the important thing is that I'm paying back the money I borrowed, I guess.
It sure is.
You mean you don't want me to quit?
Not for a minute. I'm proud of you, son.
Well, honey, go wash your hands and then have some breakfast.
Okay.
Alex, I'm worried. I don't think Jeff looks well.
Nonsense. He's strong as an ox. There's no harm in getting up early in the morning to deliver papers. It'll make a man of him.
An 11-year-old man?
Oh, would you rather he grow up to be another Jesse Finsterwald and not pay his doctor bills either?
Well, no, but I don't want him to overdo.
No.
Hey, Dad, you want a paper?
Oh, yes, Jeff. Thank you.
That'll be a dime. I'm in business, you know.
Hello, Mrs. Stone. Is the doctor in?
No, he isn't. It's Mr. McDonald, isn't it?
Yes.
Well, how's the new baby?
Oh, she's a beautiful little girl. Naturally, she doesn't look a bit like me.
Oh, I wouldn't say that. Come on in.
Well, no thanks. I just wanted to talk to the doctor about my bill. It's quite a bit overdue.
Oh, please, don't even think about it.
Well, you're very kind, Mrs. Stone, but I've got an extra job now, and I... wanted to pay $5 on account. I'll keep paying more as often as I can.
Oh, please, Mr. McDonald, there's no rush. My husband is perfectly willing to wait until... well, till things are a little easier for you.
I think I'd rather pay now. It'll make me feel a little better.
Phil, thank you. Thank you very much.
Funny thing. I guess I would have kept on forgetting about the doctor's bill and... putting it off, you know, the way you do. But I ran into your boy, Jeff.
Oh, you did?
It's the first I knew he had a job. He told me that he was working to pay off a debt. I thought if a little fellow like that can take his responsibilities so to heart, a grown man like me shouldn't do any less.
I guess you saw him on his paper route this morning.
No, I saw him at the supermarket this afternoon. You knew he was working there, didn't you?
Yes, I knew he was working.
Well, I won't take any more of your time, Mrs. Stone.
Well, thank you very much, and give my best to Mrs. McDonald.
I will. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Remember what I told you, Jeff? Make sure the tomatoes are on the top.
Sure thing. Tomatoes on top.
Just a second, lady. I'll be with you.
Mom! Excuse me, may I speak to my son for a moment?
Go right ahead, ma'am.
All right, Jeff, explain yourself.
I'm just trying to make some money. I've got a debt to pay.
But don't you think you're overdoing it a bit with two jobs before school and after school?
I was told I should work it out by myself.
But why didn't you tell us about it? I mean, I thought you were staying late at the playground.
Playground? That's for kids who don't have to work for a living.
Honey, I admit I'm very proud of you, but are you sure this isn't too much for you?
Jeff, would you carry those out, please?
Yes, sir. Don't worry, Mom. This job's a cinch. Let go. See you at home.
Hello, Miss Stone. Can I help you?
Oh, yes, Mr. Folger. Some brisket, about 3 pounds, please.
I'll give you a real nice piece. And a boy of yours is all right.
Yes, he is, isn't he?
The way he pitches in and works around here, you'd think he owns the place.
Well, to tell you the truth, I didn't even know he was working here.
Is that so?
I found out quite by accident. Mr. McDonald told me.
Well, how about that? McDonald. Oh, you mean Ray McDonald from the gas station. Mm. They used to trade here all the time, but they haven't been to this counter in a long time. I hate to think it's on account of the bill they owe.
Do you think it might be that?
Well, you never know. Some people run up a bill, they're too ashamed to come in. Yes, I'd hate to think that was a reason. I know he's honest. Credit's good with me.
Mr. Folger, this isn't any of my business, but why don't you call him and tell him that?
Call him?
Yes, it might make him feel better.
All right. I'll be glad to. I'll call him today.
Good. Oh, just a minute. Here's some money against the McDonald account.
Now, Mrs. Stone, you don't have to do that. You just keep your money.
Oh, but it isn't my money. Mr. McDonald gave it to me.
Jeff is going to be soaked. He forgot to take his raincoat.
Shouldn't he be home by now?
Well, the man at the market said he had one more delivery to make, and then he was coming home from there.
Our fun-loving, debt-ridden son with two jobs. I don't know what's come over him.
Oh, there he comes. Oh, he's absolutely drenched. Oh, Jeff, honey, are you all right?
I'm fine. Oh, bitch.
Well, honey, I'll have to get you out of these wet clothes and into bed.
I'm okay.
Oh, my.
Your mother's right. Up you go.
Come on, I'll get your bed ready, Jeff.
What is everybody so worried about? So I'm a little wet.
Oh, honey, I'll get you into bed and then give you a nice hot bowl of soup.
I better get you something for that cold. I'll be right up, Jeff.
Oh, Jeff, I should have taken you home from the market when I saw you there.
I've been going being hounded for debts the rest of my life.
Mary, will you get a bath towel, please? Oh, yes, Mother.
Mother, can I lend Jeff the $6.70 so he won't have to work?
What about that plaid skirt you wanted to buy?
Oh, I can cancel that. I really didn't think it was that pretty anyway.
No, you go on and get the skirt. Lending Jeff the money was what started all this in the first place.
Well, if I can't lend it to him, I'll give it to him. Daddy didn't say anything about an outright gift.
Well, that's very sweet of you, Mary, but no, I think not.
Thanks anyway, Mary.
All right, then you go get in your pajamas, huh?
Okay.
Oh, Mother, we can't let Jeff go on working at two jobs. It's just inhuman. Can't something be done?
Something is being done. Did you see your father's face when he saw Jeff soaking wet? The forces of nature are beginning to work.
Jeff?
Coming, Dad.
Come on, hop in. There you are. I'll take one of these. Now, about your working.
Yes, Dad?
As your father, I think you ought to pay your debts so that you can grow up to be a man of character. But as your doctor, I insist that you give up working. Now, what do you think?
Well, gee, Dad, you're the doctor.
Well, we're certainly proud of you holding down two jobs to pay your debt to your father.
Well, I wasn't working on both jobs for that, just the paper route.
Well, what were you working at the market for?
Well, that was to pay Mrs. Tucker $8.
$8? For what?
For the window I broke when I threw her paper on her porch.
Why didn't you come and tell us you needed $8?
After the talking to you and Mom gave me about borrowing?
Well, that's all over now, so just forget about it.
Oh, you'll do nothing of the kind. A debt is still a debt. Only now, with the $8, it's $14.70. So, I'm going to raise your allowance 10 cents a week, which I will keep until you can pay me back what you owe. Now, that ought to take about, 3 years.
Thanks, Dad.
Yep. Yes, Mr. McDonald. You're thanking me for what? For sending your wife flowers? Well, I was very happy to do it. Yeah, you're welcome. Goodbye.
Sending another woman flowers, huh?
You caught me fair and square. I don't suppose any jury in the world would believe I don't know anything about it.
I believe you because I sent them for you.
This is very nice of you, but why?
Well, Mrs. McDonald had a baby.
I see.
And Mr. McDonald paid me $5 toward your bill. And then I gave the $5 to Mr. Folger against Mr. McDonald's bill. And then Mr. Folger remembered that he owed you $5, you see?
Frankly, no.
And the thing that's so nice about it is that everyone's paying off his bills and Mrs. McDonald gets flowers besides.
Darling,
oh,
look.
Excuse me.
Evening, folks.
Well, evening.
Pinch the wall service. You know, Doc, I've been thinking. You've done me a lot of favors, and I have never been able to do you any.
Oh, that's all right, Mr. Finsterwald.
No, it isn't. So I decided that I'm going to let you have this tube for what it cost me.
Oh,
well, you're in business. You can't work for nothing.
Oh, at the end of the year, I do okay with you folks. You're very good customers.
Thank you, Mr. Finsterwald.
You know, you're a lucky man, Doc.
Well, I think so, too, but tell me why.
Well, being a doctor, your wife don't mix in and try to tell you how to run your business, but me. No, I got nothing against Edna. She's a wonderful woman, but she keeps my books. She's always worrying about people not paying their bills.
Well, somebody has to worry about it.
Why? Those who can pay, those who can't will. That's why I hate for her to send out those reminders on the 10th of the month. A lot of people get offended.
Well, maybe they're just sensitive.
Hey, what's this?
Oh, that! Well, that's just...
Looks like a bill to me from the doctor.
No, really, if you just give it to me. It's a
well,
terrible
what's
mistake.
What's the bill going in the television set?
Looks to me like this was a gentle reminder for me to pay my bill.
No, really, if you just...
Except I already paid it.
Well, then... Did?
You see, the reason I remember is it got lost for a few weeks in Edna's filing system. I just found it the other day, and I sent you a check. It was the 9th. Yeah, I remember, because it went out with a lot of those 10-day reminders. There we go.
Alex, please don't say it.
All I know is you owe me $14.
All right, I'll go out and get a job delivering papers tomorrow.
Oh, don't worry about it. You'll find me quite reasonable. I'll think of some way to settle it.